1.0 Purpose. This procedure is developed to establish effective HSE risk assessment, mitigation processes throughout operations including production processes as well as support operations and ensure that the same is kept up to date reflecting any change in the processes, operations. 2.0 Scope. When considering the hazards at the site, the following are taken into account. Routine and non-routine activities. The activities of all persons having access to the workplace, including contractors and visitors. Human behavior, capabilities and other human factors, i.e. cultural differences, ergonomics, sex, attitudes to HSE etc. Hazards originating outside the workplace that may affect the XXXXX, i.e. fire at a neighboring site or sandstorm. Hazards created in the vicinity of the workplace as a result of activities under the control of the management, i.e. a fire or spillage at XXXXX that adversely affects our neighbors. Infrastructure, equipment and materials used within XXXXX whether provided by XXXXX or not, i.e. forklift trucks or contractors' ladders. Changes or proposed changes in the organization, its activities or materials, i.e. hardware changes such as installing new capital equipment, or changes to procedures such as changing the role of operators. Modifications to the HSE management system. Any applicable HSE legislation relating to the organization. The design of work areas, processes, installations, machinery and equipment, operating procedures and work organization. 3.0 Responsibility. 3.1 The MISTER is responsible for overseeing the process of risk assessment and tracking for its updating. 3.2 Identified core team members from each department are responsible for informing, notifying the MISTER regarding any change in the processes, procedure or activities subsequent to the initial risk assessment. 3.3 Core team, competent personnel along with the MISTER conduct the risk assessment for respective department once in 12 months. 3.4 Relevant departments, sales, purchase, operations, maintenance, quality assurance, and control, HR, administration and finance, will join the risk assessment process or will be consulted. 3.5 Project manager and safety officers is responsible for risk assessment at on-site. 4.0 HSE risk assessment / mitigation process. The framework provided herein provides an HSE risk assessment, mitigation process that 4.1 operates on a continuous and systematic basis. 4.2 addresses HSE hazard, aspect identification, risk, impact assessment and risk control. 4.3 analyzes and prioritizes those risks, aspects. 4.4 serves as a vehicle for risk/aspect control, management and communication and has utility for all parts of the site. However, there are two additional considerations that warrant attention. 4.5 Regulatory requirements. The process described herein includes the consideration of HSE risks associated with legal nonconformance and identify the applicable regulatory requirements. 4.6 Risk control. This process provides for risk, aspect identification, risk assessment and mitigation decision making. 5.0 Key definitions. 5.1 HSE risk. The most important definition associated with the process is HSE risk. For the purpose of this process, HSE risk is defined as the unique combination of an activity, product or service plus a relevant aspect, hazard plus the resultant impact/risk. In short, HSE risk equals activity, product or service, plus aspect/hazard, plus impact/risk. Definitions for each of the HSE risk components are as follows. 1. Activity, product, service, XXXXX operational practices, the company's products and services that are offered to customers worldwide. 2. Aspects, any element of XXXXX activities, products and services, which can interact with the environment or human health. 3. Impacts, any change to the environment or human health, whether adverse or beneficial, wholly or partially resulting from XXXXX activities, products and services. 4. Hazard, source or situation with a potential to harm in terms of human injury or ill health. 5. Risk, combination of the likelihood of an occurrence off a hazardous events or exposure, S, and the severity of injury or ill health that can be the event or exposure, S. 6. Routine activities, R, regular jobs carried out under normal operating condition of the plant. 7. Non-routine activities, NR, irregular and periodic jobs carried out during startup/shutdown etc. For example, oil, coolant spillage, leakages of water from pipes. Preventive maintenance activities. 8. Emergency, activities which may lead to emergency situations or severe environmental/occupational health impact. For example, fire, explosion, earthquake, sabotage, collapse of structure, release of toxic gases, leakage in acid pipelines, etc. 9. Interested party concern, IPC, concerns from person or group, inside or outside the workplace, affected by HSE performance. 6.0 Procedure. 6.1 Risk Assessment. 6.1.1 The list of HSE core team members is maintained by Mr. HSE core team members are imparted training to conduct risk assessment to evaluate significant risks. 6.1.2 The initial risk assessment is carried out for all the processes, procedures and activities concerned with production process and as well as in support functions and the same are documented. 6.1.3 The relevant department shall join the risk assessment process or will be consulted for the risk assessment. 6.1.4 Risk assessment for on-site activities during starting of any new project is carried out as per HSE requirements of the customer and documented as HSE plan and the approvals are obtained. Controls for significant on-site HSE risks are identified and implemented as per the customer requirements throughout the completion of the project. 6.1.5 The concerned department personnel are informed about the hazards/aspects in their work area pertaining to their activities and processes. 6.1.6 The personnel are trained on risk mitigation programs as a measure to control risks in the work area. 6.1.7 Any change in the process, procedure, equipment or activity in a particular department, is to be informed to the Mr. and a prior consent taken for the specified change after carrying out a risk assessment for the proposed change. 6.1.8 The risk assessment of the proposed change or consent from Mr. is required to, shall be documented. 6.1.9 After the change has been made, a follow-up risk assessment shall be done and documented. June 1, 2010 The documents pertaining to the risk assessment shall be kept with Mr. and a copy, in soft or hard, each with the relevant department. June 1, 2011 While identifying occupational, health, safety and environmental, HSE, hazards and risk during initial HSE review, the following criteria shall be considered. 1. Change, including planned or new developments, new or modified activities, products and services. 2. Abnormal conditions and reasonably foreseeable emergency situations. 3. All activities where previous records of incidents occurred. 4. Inputs from regular safety audits. 5. All activity routine and non-routine, where substantial, potential hazards and risks are involved. 6. Evaluation of feedback from investigation of previous incident. 7. Examination of all existing HSE procedures and practices. 8. Activities of all personnel having access to the workplace, including subcontractors and visitors. 9. Facilities at the workplace, whether provided by the organization or others. 10. Inputs from medical records. 11. Inputs received from external interested parties. 12. Inputs received from any employee. 13. Emission to air. 14. Release of wastewater. 15. Waste management and conservation of natural resources. 16. Contamination to land. Based on the above, final list of activities of occupation health, safety and environmental, HSE, hazards and associated risks is documented. 6.2 Risk assessment and determining significance. 6.2.1 Criteria for risk assessment, developed through brainstorming and discussion by core team and the management representative is using the tables here below. Frequency of occurrence score very likely, high probability of HSE accident to occur. 5 Likely, strong probability that an HSE impact, dangerous occurrence will occur. 4 Moderate, reasonable probability that an HSE incident, near miss may occur. 3 low probability, have heard about this few years, months ago. 2 Remote, very unlikely. 1 Severity, score, severe, fatality, very harmful to HSE, complex long-term effect. 5 Serious, harmful, difficult to correct but recoverable over a period of time. 4 Moderate, somewhat harmful, short-term lossy minor, little potential for harm, easily correctable, clearable. 2 Not likely to affect. 1 Time to notice the HSE incident, accident score after long time, 1 month to 12 months, or fatality, damage noticed on the same day. Domino effect. 5 Detected after 1 day. 4 Detected beyond 12 horse. Detected beyond 4 hours. 2 Detected beyond 2 hours. 1. 6.2.2 Risk assessment should be carried out using the form XXXXX/HSE/R10. 6.2.3 Identify all the activities, hazards and associated risks in the cell contained in column D of the risk assessment form XXXXX/HSE/R10. 6.2.4 Ensure that multiple hazards aspects are not mentioned in the form. 6.2.5 For every activity, the core team should document whether the activity is a routine, R, non-routine, NR, column, E.
6.2.6 Document the associated hazard/aspect and risk, impact in the column, F, G.
6.2.7 If activity which has a risk of life or risk of fire or severe environmental impact should be considered as an emergency by denoting Y in the column 1. 6.2.8 For the identified activity, gather information from interested parties if the activity has any concern with respect to HSE. 6.2.9 If any concern is raised, document it as yes, in column, 2. June 2, 2010 If the activity has a legal concern, document as yes, why. Examples of legal concern could be in the form of A. Storage of LPG cylinders. B. Storage of hazardous waste. C. Working at heights. June 2, 2011 Evaluate if the hazard in the work process has a legal implication. If yes, indicate by denoting Y in the cell contained in the column, 3. June 2, 2012 If there is a potential for significant reduction, saving of natural and other resources, then please indicate RSP, resource saving potential, as Y in column, 4, and treat the aspect as a significant aspect. SL. No date of entry. /DD/E/area/. Location, activity. Type. R/NR aspects, hazards. Enter only one aspect or hazard in one row for any particular activity impacts, risk. Enter only one risk in one row for any particular activity column, A column, B column, C column, D column, E column, F column, G. E. Emergency yes, no, IPC interested. Party. Concern yes, no LC, legal. Concern yes, no RSP. Resource. Savings. Potential yes, no present, existing controls. Severity. A frequency of occurrence. B time 2. Notice. C column, 1 column, 2 column, 3 column, 4 column, H column, I column, J column, K. Emergency, IPC, LC, RSP are the overriding criteria. Present risk. Factor. ABC calculated. Significance. SNS justification for. Converting significant. S, to non-significant. NS final significance. After justification. SNS link to. Objective. Program. OCP column, L, column, M, column, N, column, O, column, P. June 2, 2013 Should there be an instance where any of the columns of emergency, E, interested party concern, IPC legal concern, LC, /RSP is applicable and is denoted by Y, then these concerns will be an overriding criteria and not be evaluated further. But will be identified as a significant risk by denoting S in the column, M. June 2, 2014 Risks which do not have emergency, interested party concern, IPC legal concern, LC, should be denoted by indicating N, no. June 2, 2015 Risks where overriding criteria viz. Interested party concern, IPC legal concern, LC, are not applicable should be considered for risk assessment. June 2, 2016 Any activity which is having present, existing controls, mention the same in column, H. June 2, 2017 The risk criteria for severity, column I, frequency of occurrence, column J, and time to notice, column K, is applied to HSE risks as per the table 1 and present risk factor is calculated and mentioned in column, L. June 2, 2018 Any HSE risk having a risk factor above or equal to 27 is considered significant and gradually lowered to cover all the HSE risk stages such that at one state all risks will be suitably addressed. June 2, 2019 Any activities which are not listed in any regulation and have no existing control, the severity is rated as 3 and the risk is considered as significant. June 2, 2020 If the risk has appropriate controls in the form of engineering or process control, justification for converting significance into non-significance is recorded in column, N. 6.3 The risk assessment register also contains control or reaction plan viz. The operational control measures/procedures, management program, emergency preparedness and response against all significant risks specified in column, P. 6.4 significant HSE aspects are communicated to various levels and functions within XXXXX. 7.0 records. Risk assessment, XXXXX/HSE/R10. HSE plan for on-site activities. Subscriber content. Add content here that will only be visible to your subscribers.